You never know where it's heading. The Scenic Drive with Rion. On Jacaranda FM.
Johan.
Hi.
Hallo.
Hoe gaan dit?
Nee, is goed om jou stem te hoor, man.
Selfde.
Lisa, we're going to do this in English so everyone can understand you.
Yeah, that's good.
What time is it now in New York?
It's now about 5 minutes to 11.
So you issued a warning, state it like that. You issued a warning and said, South Africa, be ready. Yeah. Act now. Yeah. Our president's currently deciding if there should be a lockdown starting tonight. Or actually tomorrow at the latest. What are your thoughts about this? Do you think this should happen as soon as possible?
Oh, yes, definitely. I think, like you said earlier, I think we waited way too long here. And that was the big problem here is we had small numbers and they didn't take it seriously. And then this thing starts spreading. And I think my biggest fear for South Africa is the lower settlements where there's a lot of people and this thing jumps so fast and so easy. Reports here have shown that this thing can even stay in the air for like up to half an hour if someone sneezes. So just walking around now can actually be problematic. They have a saying here in New York where they say you shouldn't pretend like you don't want to get sick. You should act like you are already infected and you don't want to want to prevent others from getting it.
You've been there in the States now for almost 2 years. You're married to an American. And you're saying New York, this is not the New York you know.
No, I mean, I connected New York with the sounds in the city. I used to say, I mean, you can drink a drinking game in New York by like every time you hear a police siren and an ambulance siren, you drink a shot, so you'd be drunk in like half an hour. but there's always people, there's a hustle and bustle and this energy in New York. And even last week when I was starting to finish off at work and starting to work from home, if you're in the subway, it's dead. Everywhere, it's dead quiet. Like, I mean, I can actually sleep in the evenings now because everybody is just like home, staying home.
So
all the taxis are quiet. And
I want to hear from you. Now, obviously, it's been announced a while back by your governor that everyone has to stay at home. There's been a statewide stay-at-home order. What does this mean in practice? How do you get your food? How do you get your medicine? Are you allowed to go to a park? How does it work?
Yes, we are allowed. All our what they call essential businesses are still open. So like our grocery stores are open. Some select grocery stores are open. But they have this whole situation where only like 10 people in the store is allowed, and then they have to like be distant, socially distanced, of course, while they're waiting to go in and all of that. So you can still, but I mean, this is New York City. We're very lucky where everything gets delivered. We even on Friday night, we had bottles of wine and champagne delivered to our house. So a lot of your stuff can actually, and I mean, we have Instacart, your food, you get delivered to your house. So
Johan, I'm going to ask you that we come back to you. We just need to take news quickly. Will you hold for us? We'll get back
definitely.
To you. All right. Speak to you now. So Jan's talking to us from New York, where there's currently a statewide stay-at-home order. Hoe werk dit nou in praktyk? Ek wil weet, jy weet, hoeveel mense kan nou uitgaan, sekere tye?
Yeah.
Jy weet, I know in China, they allowed one member of the family every 3 days to go shop for food. That was real.
Sure.
Hoe werk dit nou eindelijk? En ons gaan probeer uitvind hoe die rest van die wereld dit doen die loop van die show. Jan?
Hi.
So we're just trying to figure out the practicalities here now. Do we call it a lockdown in New York? Is that what happened?
I don't think we are on like what you would call like a complete lockdown.
Partial.
We are still able. Yeah, we're partial because we are still. I mean, like we are still able to walk around. Like I walked around at Central Park yesterday. You're just supposed to keep your 6 feet distance away from people and stuff like that. But they do encourage people to still go out and walk once a day at least, you know, to get some exercise. Otherwise, people might go crazy. Mostly otherwise they do try to tell you, please don't go out. All the bars, of course, are closed. Everything is basically closed. Even the smoke shops, everything here is closed. Funnily enough, in New York, the liquor stores are still open. They see them as an essential businesses. Amen.
That makes sense.
So liquor stores, pharmacies, and grocery stores are still open. But the rest, they say, please just stay home unless you have to, like, just do walk around or otherwise stay home.
So are you saying to me that people are following those directives? They're saying, okay, I'll stay at home. Because the governor said so. It's not like someone's going to stop you. The cops won't stop.
We do have a bigger, like, there's a lot more police around now and stuff that kind of makes you more wary. But I must say, so far, the pictures that we've seen and just being out and about, they even said in a news article last night on MSNBC that New York has become like the photo of what what it should be look like.
So they're playing along, is what you're saying.
I think people actually now started to realize, like, now with the thousands of people losing their jobs, that how serious this can actually be. And the faster you participate, the faster we can actually get a grip on this thing. The problem, of course, is, like I said, the United States is a very divided state. So there are still states where they have nothing. They don't do anything. And even in California, where they have a state of emergency, there are still beaches that up until this weekend, they still wanted to have a last farewell where people went to go to the beaches and stuff. So I think that's the hard thing, is like, no matter how hard we're trying in New York, if the rest of the country doesn't work together, then we're just going to stay in this thing for longer.
Are you telling me that a partial lockdown can actually work, that we don't need a complete lockdown where, you know, you get stopped in the street and asked, listen, where are you going? What do you want?
I mean, of course, this is only the beginning now. This is the first week. I think so far in New York it's working, but also I don't realize the reality has really sunk in with people. The way I see it from my Facebook and just my friends in general, people are seeing this as a, like you're saying, like a long weekend. This is a nice funny thing for the next 2 weeks. It's a nice hashtag. But I think once people start realizing that this is a more permanent thing, what the people are saying here, I mean, our president says it's going to take maybe up until August, and then some of the science is saying it can take up to 2 years. So this isn't just a 1 week, 2 week thing. This might end up having to be a very long period of time. So I think then it might get harder, but for now, so far, New York really looks like they're working together.
If the numbers are coming down, they're not going to follow stricter lockdown in New York, probably.
Probably not. Yeah. I know the governor has really tried to fight not to, like, close down too much. He didn't want to even, like, do a proper lockdown. He's been against that for a long time because of businesses and stuff like that. But they are now trying to help businesses go more online and stuff. So even, like, when you do food deliveries, there's a whole new rule in place where they just drop it off and then they leave and then you pick it up and stuff like that. And
so, you know, I've been saying the same thing the whole time. You know, I think we live in different worlds. I think our crisis here is a bit more severe.
Yeah.
You know, so we literally, definitely. I don't think we can take the chance that people still go, well, you know, it's a suggestion. They suggest.
No.
No. We're not there really. I think we have bigger problems. No. Do you agree?
Definitely. That's my fear for South Africa right now is here it's, I don't know how to explain it. Like, here I just feel like we still have, it just because of the informal settings is really, and it sounds so bad, but it's my biggest fear because they're so close and clustered together. I mean, if it hits a city like New York just because we are so close, imagine what it can do in an informal setting.
So I just want
people and the government needs to start preparing. Like, they need to start, like, stocking up on hand sanitizers for every single person there. People who can't afford this stuff, they need to be able to get that to these places so that they can be prepared as well.
So just to close off, it's interesting to me that what you said is people seem to be happier. It sounds weird to say this, but people seem to be happier. What do you mean by that?
I noticed it yesterday when I was in Central Park. Is I think part of it is because people are so like in their houses that now I used to call in New York, everybody was like phone zombies. Like you never saw anybody look you in the eyes because everybody was on their phones or whatever. But now when they go out, it's almost like they have a more appreciation for it because you see more people, but people also acknowledge you and they smile because there's so little people in the streets. And like yesterday in Central Park, there was one person playing an accordion, and there was this one couple playing with their dog who was trying to get the dog was trying to get a ball that was in the water, but it was too cold for him. But it had like all of these people animated. Like there was like these 20 people, like of course keeping their social distance, but they were all just watching the dog, and when he finally got the ball, they all applauded and everybody was just so happy. And I was like, this is very unlike New York. Like, but everybody, I think, is just like appreciative of like just seeing another person. I mean, especially if you think of New York, there's a lot of bachelor flats. I said, I'm lucky that I have a husband and a partner to make this go through this with. I think this is harder when you're alone and you're alone in a bachelor's flat and you're quarantined by yourself.
Listen, stay safe. Thank you so much for talking to us. And hopefully we'll be able to check in again and hear how things are going. We wish you guys the best that side of the pond. Good luck, Johan.
Thank you, South Africa. Stay safe, take care of yourself, and stay indoors.
Great stuff. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. Go well.
Thank you. Bye-bye. See you.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
I'm so glad just to see another human.
Yeah.
To see a dog catch a ball. Suddenly, we're back to there.
Appreciating the small things.
What an interesting disease this will be turning out to be.
The Scenic Drive with Rion, exclusive to Jacaranda FM, weekdays 4 to 7 p.m.